Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 25th of June. Crude oil futures have fallen to pre-war levels, but this does not, of course, mean that current consumer prices for fuel products will be at pre-war levels, a lesson that US President Trump seems to be discovering the hard way. While expectations for the future flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz are driving down futures prices, the actual amount flowing remains only a proportion of pre-war levels. Oil refineries operate using actual oil supplies. It is not possible to refine a hypothetical future supply of oil. This is why US gasoline prices are about a third higher than their pre-war levels. In the UK, petrol prices are about 10% above pre-war levels, but that simply reflects the different taxation structures for oil in the two countries. Trump clearly appreciates the political damage that comes from this situation. Even Republicans are blaming the president for the cost of living in the United States today. But there are alternative explanations to Trump's suggestion of price gouging. As US President Biden found, even if there are justifiable accusations of profit-led inflation, voters will still be inclined to blame the president for failing to prevent or reverse that. The US consumer is very much in focus today with May income and spending data. There's no reason to suppose that US consumers will have been anything other than resilient in their spending behaviour again. The war has not created significant disruption to consumer spending in the major advanced economies because US consumers, amongst others, have clung by their fingernails to the standards of living they've been experiencing in recent years, even as real income growth in the States has turned negative. The mechanism, reducing savings rates, has endured because consumers were actually in quite a strong position before the tariffs and war took their toll on US spending power. However, it is probably fair to say that the aftermath of the war and the tariffs is a consumer that is more fragile than they would otherwise be, and any future economic shocks would potentially create a greater US economic vulnerability. We also get revised US GDP data, which matters a bit to economists, but it's not likely to be majorly significant as an event for financial markets. May durable goods orders data is also of some interest. What is called investing in artificial intelligence is obviously still attracting a great deal of attention, although US durable goods only form a relatively small part of the AI spending story in the United States. Europe is offering nothing very much on the data front, but it is offering more ECB speakers and the ECB bulletin. It's always nice to hear from central bankers, and today's roster includes ECB chief economist Lane, whose remarks should be heard with the quiet reverence that all chief economists deserve. But one does perhaps have to question whether there can be too much of a good thing. Today's round of speeches brings to 14 the number of appearances we've had from ECB members this week. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.